This is an issue that rightfully angers so many of my constituents, as the rising number of second homes is pushing them out of the very towns that they were raised in. No children in the streets, over 532 second homes in one small town of Port Stewart. And this leads not only to a breakdown of community, but so, so much more. As the SDLP has stated before many times in this chamber, we feel we are in a housing crisis and a housing emergency, and yet we are forced to repeat this conversation yet again. The challenge to secure housing for all is incredibly complex. Currently, there are onerous planning regulations, a lack of adequate sewage infrastructure, a lack of security in private rentals, rising rents, and of course, failure to build social housing at the pace that is so desperately needed. For those who do not have a home of their own or a secure and sustainable tenancy, the problem is acute and painful. But the problem bleeds into every single aspect of their life and impacts entire families. I recently spoke with the Port Stewart Residents Association in my office, and they have made it incredibly clear. The lack of housing and the explosion of second home ownership in our constituency, particularly the North Coast, is leading to the unravelling of community life and a sense of community as we know it. People from the North Coast in particular, people who have grown up there, people who I know who have been schooled there, people who have roots and connections dating back decades and generations, are increasingly being forced to make life elsewhere when they don't want to.